what do we think of when we hear the word bully? You know, I think of somebody who's trying to make themselves feel better by making others feel bad about something about themselves. You know, if you type into Google and type in the word bully and look for synonyms, you find things like persecutor, oppressor, tyrant, tormentor, intimidator. Those are the words that come to people's mind and mean close to the same thing as bully. We have a real problem. We've had a real problem. It's just nowadays it feels more prevalent. Bullying has been around, I think, as long as anyone can remember. Anyone cares to remember. You know, I think back to when I was in high school and would see a kid get bullied. Did I stand up for him? No. I didn't. And I have no excuse for that. I could probably make excuses and talk about how terrible my childhood was and how awful my home life was and how I hated it there and I didn't even want to be on anybody's radar in high school. So I didn't stand up for the kid that was getting bullied. But you know, I think back to when I was in school and somebody got bullied. No, it's not right. No, it shouldn't happen. But you know, if that kid that was getting bullied had a decent home life, he or she got a break from it. And all felt fine in the world for that little piece of time that they were home. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that's not how statistics work. Statistics are meant to show you the negative narrative, right? Because we're trying to raise awareness about the negative, not the positive. Statistics don't tell you that kids who got bullied in the 90s and early 2000s even, in the 80s and the 70s and the 60s, doesn't tell you that they all went home to happy homes. Got a break from their bullies. Some did. Not all parents were bad. But a lot of kids went through bullying in school and came home to an abusive, emotional roller coaster of an environment. And they never got any peace. At school, where they're supposed to be safe and protected, they never got any peace. I think about kids these days, and I can't imagine, I could not imagine growing up the way they do. The reach that a predator has, the reach that a tormentor has, the things a bully can do, social media, cell phones. Man, there's so much reach for these negative people to reach into the life of another child. A child. And they're just a child themselves. They don't understand. I'm sure they don't. It's our responsibility as parents to teach them right and wrong and how to treat people and how to take care of each other. I mean, honestly, man, how to love each other. Somewhere we fell short. Somewhere we fell short. Kids are getting bullied at school and then riding home on the bus. They have their phone in their hand and they're getting bullied on social media. Kids are sending them messages, threatening them. And they get home. Maybe a good environment, maybe not. Doesn't matter, right? You got that phone with you. Still getting those messages. Still getting those threats. Bully's got you 24/7. The bully can touch you at any time now. There is no peace. It blows my mind right now what happened in Virginia. It's not my story to tell, so you can look it up. What recently happened in Texas. What happened in Pennsylvania? Mother of a bully attacked a child that bully was tormenting. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I look at my babies and I think, I couldn't imagine if someone hurt you or someone did anything intentionally to cause you harm. As a father, I can't imagine that. Can't imagine another child wanting to be mean to my child. I can't imagine my children wanting to be mean to another child. Bullying's not going anywhere. And I can tell you right now that I was the parent, and I still am the parent, that tells my child, don't bully anybody, but stand up for yourself. If you're getting bullied, fight back. If you see someone getting bullied, stand up for them. That's what I tell my kids. And now I think about it. I think, man, am I wasting my time with this? Bullying's not going anywhere. It's still going to be there. Doesn't matter how many pep talks you give. It'll be brave. Be strong. It's great until you're not there by their side. Unfortunately, in this day and age, we really got to look at the bigger picture. We got to look at what's going on. These kids are being touched by darkness and evil more than we can touch them with love and good-heartedness. I say all that to talk about this next message. According to Children's Hospital Organization, www.childrenshospital.org. I'm going to post that as soon as this episode releases. I'm going to post that link to that website on my Facebook, Fred Gregory. Give us a follow. Check it out. Keep up with the most up-to-date news on the podcast. So according to www.childrenshospitals.org, in this article, Addressing Pediatric Suicide. Y'all, I cannot wrap my head around how this is even a phrase, let alone a bold headline. So, some of the things that they put on there, approximately 2 million adolescents attempt suicide every year. Every year. Among U.S. pediatric deaths, 25% are by suicide. It's the second leading cause of death among 10 to 24-year-olds, causing more death than any single major illness, and second only to unintentional injuries. Between the years of 2016 and 2022, Children's Hospitals saw a 166% increase in emergency room visits for suicide attempts and self-injury among ages 5 to 18. The fact that I just said 5 to 18 sickens me. In 2021 alone, 10% of female students, according to a study at a single high school, I'll have to, the name is in the article, I didn't write it down. In 2021, 10% of female students in this school surveyed attempted suicide. 30% of girls considered it, which was double the amount of boys at 15%. I have no words for this. Oh, man. I'm sorry, guys. So, on this page, on this link that I'm going to post, if you go down to the bottom, there's a section of resources and strategies. Please go down there. There's some links to follow. You know, like, I'm not going to mention them all here, but youth suicide prevention and intervention best practices, policy implications from Nationwide Children's and Springer. Blueprint for Youth Suicide Prevention from AAP and American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Virtual learning series designed to drive action and implementation. Guys, I apologize. This episode is... really wearing me down. So, ...20% of high school students in America say they seriously think about suicide. 2 million adolescents attempt suicide each year, and 6,500 10 to 24 year olds die by suicide each year. Guys, there's some links in this article that you guys need to check out. You know, it's really important. They have a graph in here that shows you the growth from 2016 to 2022. You guys really need to check this out. Like I said, I'm going to post it on the Facebook page as soon as this episode drops. It'll be on there. Fred Gregory on Facebook, you'll see the logo, the Ginger Veteran Podcast logo, right there on the profile picture. So give me a follow and you guys will see, be able to see the link, and you know, you can keep up to date with the podcast and what's going on and future interviews and everything. So what I will ask you guys to do, if you guys know any organizations out there that are designed to benefit you know, families of suicide victims, you know, anything out there for any kind of support, anything that's working to try and help mitigate this crisis, let me know. Send me some resource material, you know, shoot me over a link in Facebook and let me look at it and vet it. And what I would like to do is get the Facebook page set up with, you know, as many different resources as I can. You know, I really want this thing to be a booming, huge success so I can help as many people as possible. And guys, it's really sad, but it looks like we're going to have to start with our youth. I mean, you know, there's plenty of us adults that are out here struggling, but our kids are the future. And if we think about what we're struggling through and what we put up with on a day-to-day basis, you know, would you want that bully growing up to just try and be what he is as an adult? No. I'm not saying cut the snake off at the head, right? I'm just saying, you know, teaching. A lot of this is teaching. A lot of this is helping. You know, sometimes bullies are just bullies and there's not really anything you can do about it. And if you stand up to them, you know, you might carry a black eye or two. But this has got to stop somewhere. It has to. And I'm not saying, and neither does this link, say that bullying is the number one cause of adolescent suicide. I don't see that on there anywhere. I'm not saying that. But the two do go together. Not 100% of people who are bullied commit suicide. Not 100% of the people that commit suicide are bullied. You know, a lot of times, I don't have the numbers in front of me, so completely anecdotal, you know, a lot of times suicides aren't even really planned, you know. It's talking about intrusive thoughts, and you know, we try to turn humor a lot, turn on humor a lot. I do here with myself. I don't really do it a lot here on the show, but you know, we put a little dark humor spin on things and try to play a little lighthearted with it, but you know, really it's a serious issue. And I don't get the sense that it's going anywhere anytime soon. I don't feel like every parent is out there teaching their child to be a bully. I don't feel like every parent is out there teaching their child, you know, not to stand up for themselves. So it's time that we have this conversation. make sure they understand what comes with suicide and what they lose. Talk to them. Explain it. You have to be upfront and honest with anyone who's having suicidal ideations or thoughts of self-harm. You have to be upfront and honest. Because typically the more honest you are with them, the more willing they are to be honest with you. I know that from personal experience. Don't beat around the bush. Don't ask them how they're doing. Look them in the eye and ask them if they thought about suicide. If taking a stand doesn't work, then we have to do this. Those are words that I never thought I'd hear when it came to my children. And also, never thought my kids would have to train for an active shooter situation. We're fucked up. We are. Hopefully, we raise enough awareness, raise enough hell, start making some actual change that matters in this country, in the world. This was my soapbox. Now I'm going to step off of it. Come back next week. Got a great show. May have an interview lined up for this next week's show. I'll let you guys know as it gets closer to time. Again, check out the Facebook page. Fred Gregory has the Ginger Veteran Podcast logo on the profile picture. Can't miss it. Go in there and look for the link that I'm dropping, childrenshospitals.org, and also, you know, further updates and further news for the podcast, most up-to-date information you can get. All right, guys, appreciate it, and I will see you next week. Bye.